Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
You're not Amanda.
No, I'm not.
So this week, it was going to happen eventually. We made it through. We are on our fourth season. We have released 352 episodes. This is our 353rd. A pandemic. Each of us individually getting COVID. My travel for work. We've still recorded.
I never got COVID.
Vacation.
You said both of us got COVID.
Amanda and I.
Oh, okay.
And it finally happened where couldn't sync up schedules. Amanda's on vacation this week. We have asked my husband, who we have referred to many times on the show, JD.
Yes. Wait, what?
To fill in.
You referred to me many times on the show?
We talk about your obsession with Cesar.
Hello, Anna.
Yes.
Dramatic pause. Staring. Drop the gun.
Stop
more,
it.
More,
okay.
Hold on.
More staring. Dramatic pause. Drops gun. You really love him, don't you?
Pause.
I think I don't give a damn what you think. Stupid.
All right.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, that is the memorized YouTube video that my husband has memorized from between Anna and Cesar.
Cesar's bad. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
Nope.
Okay. He's a bad dude, which is, makes him cool.
Yes. Okay. He's also dead now.
He's not dead. All right. He faked his death.
So have you ever actually listened to our show? Well, first of all, okay, so you have your own show.
Yes.
Ring the Bell Radio.
A wrestling podcast.
Yes. We have also talked about that several times.
And it's oddly about wrestling, hence a wrestling podcast.
And also, we have been talking for a few years, hint, 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 and we have people that want us to do it, do a crossover, because there really is so many tie-ins.
Yeah.
Like similarities between soap operas and wrestling.
All right. So this doesn't count as the crossover because when we do the crossover,
no,
one of my co-hosts, the Englishman Logan, will be on with me doing this. So.
And Amanda will be back. But in the meantime, so what we did this week was JD watched the show.
I did.
And took some notes.
I did.
And we're going to talk about it.
I got a lot of questions.
We're going to talk about it. So.
I want to bring up something.
Okay.
Does each week in General Hospital have a, like, there's a theme to the story for the week?
How do you mean?
This, when I watched this week's shows, it seemed to be the main subject, and in wrestling terms, storyline for the week. What?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just going to stop you right there. What the heck do you think they're called in other shows?
Well, no. I'm using the wrestling terminology.
It's not wrestling terminology. It's storyline.
But. The main...
Hold on. Okay.
Shush. So anyway, it seemed that they were mostly talking about a trial.
Yes.
That is
a storyline that Trina has right
that
now.
That's all that it seemed like it was focused on this week. I mean, I know there was other things, but it was heavy on that. Like,
sometimes.
Like there was... I don't remember which one that... All it was three or four people standing in a room talking to the mob lawyer about a trial.
Diane.
Yeah. But no, that seemed the main focus this week.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
So, like any other show.
Oh, I know they're all storylines. I'm thinking wrestling here because it's,
they're called storylines.
They'll even come out and say, you know, if they break kayfabe and go,
okay.
In the storyline, it's this.
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. So that's where you're going off of is, because what's kayfabe?
Kayfabe, okay, real quick, and then we can get into the show. Kayfabe is something where, if you know who The Undertaker is.
Yes.
The Undertaker for 30 years, in and outside of the ring, wherever you saw him, he was The Undertaker. He was that character. You never saw him as not being The Undertaker. He was protecting his character because he wanted people to believe in that character.
So,
but nowadays it's just how everyone knows everything. It's just like an actor. He shows up to the movie set, puts on his stuff, does his job, takes it off, goes home.
Yes.
That's pretty much what wrestlers do now. But for all of those years, it was wherever you saw this man, he was the Undertaker. He would talk like the Undertaker. He would dress like him everywhere.
So interesting, because a lot of people do tend to have a difficult time separating the soap actor from the soap character from the actor.
Yeah.
And that's why at the end of our show, we do something called reality check, because it's just, I mean, and that's where Amanda and I just share like a little bit about our weeks and everything. But people think that soap fans are delusional because we get so invested in these characters that they're like, you know, they're not real people, right? So, I mean, that's the same thing.
Let me put it to you this way. If kayfabe existed in General Hospital, you have Sonny and the policeman who became a doctor. Finn? Okay.
The policeman who became a vampire, so, who became a doctor again.
Let's say right now, this minute, today, those two are having an argument. They don't like each other. They're fighting on the show. Right. Not literally fist fighting, but they're...
No, yeah.
Okay. So kayfabe would be, they could not even be seen in public in the same restaurant together because they wanted people to believe, oh, we're actually...
That's what the wrestlers
used to do. Yes,
Sonny Maurice Bernard is really not a mobster.
Well, no, I know that. But
and Mike Leeston is really not a doctor.
His kayfabe would be he acts like Sonny Corinthos everywhere.
Right.
But anyway.
So like Carly and Nina, you saw this week, do not like each other.
No.
But they were just together at an award show because the actresses, Laura Wright and Cynthia Watros, do like each other.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
So there's that.
So there is that. So, yes. So we also start off each episode with, noticed a few weeks ago, well, probably months now, Hulu always has like one line that describes their show, describes that day's episodes. And I've discovered since that I think it's actually one of our fan spotlights coming up. Someone mentioned that they watch on DirecTV. So they like hearing what Hulu has to say because DirecTV says something different. And so I started writing them down because I'm a nerd like that.
I wouldn't even.
Do you know that you're married to a nerd?
Yes.
Okay. So this is not going to surprise you when I share some information. Okay.
Oh, before you do that, can I say hello to Max and Rocky?
Yes.
I bet you weren't expecting to hear me on this program.
And say hi to Sarah. That's mom.
Oh, Sarah. Mom. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So on Monday, the headline was fireworks are about to begin on July 4th. The
fireworks.
Yep. Made sense.
A lot of people wanted to see fireworks.
Well, yeah, it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Tuesday, it was preempted, so there was no new episode.
No.
On Wednesday, Carly receives an unwelcome visitor.
Blouse blonde lady.
Cynthia Watch or Nina.
Nina, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. You're gonna hear me saying describing people a lot because I missed their
That's
names.
Why this is gonna be fun. Thursday is, and how ironic is it that we were just talking about how, and it was last week's episode, that we should do something with our families, and then it wound up happening. Thursday, Trina is forced to make a big decision, and on Friday, Esme is caught off guard. And so usually at this point is when I either share something or we just go right into storylines.
Something.
The first thing I'm going to say is I 100% misunderstood Valentine and Victor. Not misunderstood. I did not listen to the entire conversation that Victor and Valentine had last week, where Victor very clearly said that he had Charlotte and Valentine very clearly said she was kidnapped. That was even more enunciated this week between Victor and Valentine.
Can I bring something up about that, or do we want to wait?
Do you want to talk about Victor and Valentine? So this is kind of how we do this.
Why was there a sniper looking at him?
Right? So he's trying to kill Laura.
No, because I'm watching this.
Victor's the guy who supposedly killed Luke, and then he stole the ice princess, and then he asked Valentine to get the ice princess and planted it on Jennifer Smith. So then she was arrested while he was impersonating a French naval officer, and then Anna went down to find him.
Yeah, they're on the balcony of whatever building. I don't remember which building.
You didn't want all that background, did you?
Was it the hospital or was it wherever?
They were across from the Metro Corps.
Wherever Colonel Alexander Valentine was.
So my husband is also a Civil War reenactor, and James Patrick Stewart was in the movie Gettysburg.
And Gods and Generals,
as was my husband.
Yeah, I was an extra, but I was
still in it.
But I'm watching this, and then all of a sudden, you see a scope with crosshairs, and then there's a angry bearded guy has him zeroed with a sniper rifle.
On Laura.
And I'm just going, at them.
Yes.
And I'm going, where did this guy come from? Now, why is there someone trying to assassinate this person?
Exactly what I just told you. Victor is trying to take out Laura. And then I gave you a little background of what he just did to Luke. And you know how I feel about that whole thing with Luke.
Yeah.
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 But so that's it. So
that's it.
Well, no, no, no.
That's so, it. Someone was Victor, trying to kill him.
No, Victor has essentially kidnapped Valentine's daughter, Charlotte, and has her in a boarding school. She doesn't really know that she's kidnapped because she's in a boarding school, but he's preventing Valentine from having contact with her. That's why when Nina talked to him about how she got an email from Charlotte about how she's winning all those awards, and he's like, yeah, she's an excellent writer. Like, he didn't really embellish upon, oh, I know, she told me that she was so nervous or anything like that. He was just kind of, oh, yeah, yeah, she does that.
No, Nina was blonde, red blouse lady.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, were you done talking with your thoughts?
We just kind of go with the flow. Okay. So
why?
Were you done talking about Victor and Valentine?
Were you?
Okay. You had
I just wanted to know about the sniper.
Okay,
rifle.
Cool. But do you know, but that's not Victor and Valentine. That was who he gave a mimosa to.
What was Valentine?
Valentine, Victor is the guy that Valentine gave a mimosa to.
Yeah. No, I know
Did
that.
Did you have any questions about any of that?
No, there was a kid involved. Valentine wanted the kid back.
That's exactly what I just told you.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. And then he leaves. Valentine walks through the door. He leaves. And then Victor goes to drink the mimosa and goes, I cannot do that. Or whatever it was. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, ooh, dramatic music. Bing. You know.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Okay. Continue.
Why? How? Did Carly lose her part of the hotel? I'm lost on that.
Okay, so.
And I do know she put a lien on the hotel that she couldn't pay back, and so she lost it. But why did she have to put the lien?
She didn't have to. She chose to.
But why? That's what I didn't know.
She put it up as collateral to buy shares in Aurora Media, which is her son Michael's company. Well, it's not his company. He's CEO of it. It's actually Sam and Drew's company. And they were talking about potentially merging Aurora and ELQ together. And so Carly was like, I'm going to make a ton of money doing that. And so she put up and she bought all these shares. And then the merger didn't happen.
Hence, and she couldn't pay back the lien. They lien.
The shares did not go up.
The shares didn't go, and, so she couldn't
And she back. Doesn't have the money to pay it back. And because they're tied up in all those shares.
Because they weren't. Maybe I missed it. But they didn't explain it. I kept sitting there going, now, why did she do
this? Well, they did a couple weeks ago.
Well, I didn't know that.
I know.
I was coming into a cold.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm explaining this.
Oh, and Michael looks like Dominic Mysterio, the wrestler.
Okay. So fun fact, that's actually Michael recast right now for the second time in about 2 months by the same actor.
But he looks like a wrestler.
Okay, cool.
He looks Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
Rey Mysterio's son.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Ray. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought, and I actually wrote that down. Michael looks like the wrestler Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
Oh, who was Hawaiian shirt guy and his girlfriend at the beginning of the first episode?
Dante and Sam. Dante
was
and
he
Sam.
A cop?
Yes.
I thought
that's Sonny's son.
That's not the cop. Wait a minute. No. That's Sonny's son?
Yes.
Did I know that?
So.
And Sonny dyed his hair back black, but there's gray coming in, and I do not approve. It all has to be black.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He looks more like a mobster with it.
No.
Hair. Yeah.
No. Anyway, back to Dante. Dante is his son with Olivia Falconeri, and Olivia was the woman who was Carly's partner in the Metro Court. So she's the one who.
Is that what Carly always owned? I thought she owned a bar.
So we've talked about this recently, too. Carly has had many jobs, and they tend to be whatever she has wound up with in a divorce settlement or backed by a husband. So I'm curious to see what she's going to do now because she's on her own. She wouldn't take any help. And Nina wound up buying up her half of the court. Here's our thing, though, is that Carly should be indicted on insider trading, as should her.
If you say so. I mean, I don't know.
So should her financial advisor for working on it. But anyway, Dante and Sam. Okay. That's
is that
Dante.
Who that was? That's Sam?
Sam. That
Samantha.
Is, that's Sam. I mean, her name's Samantha McCall, but it's Sam.
Yeah.
She is Jason's ex-wife. And that boy Leo that they were talking about with that Cody guy and the horses and everything?
Yeah.
Leo is both of theirs' brother. Sam is Leo's sister. You should see my husband's face right now. Dante is Leo's brother.
He's my brother's sister's cousin's nephew.
And they are together. They also share a sister, Christina. Here, you get my chart. Sam.
She understands this family tree, but when I try to explain
Dante.
Ours, she doesn't understand it.
So Leo is Dante's brother because they share the mom, Olivia. Sam's dad is Julian and is also Leo's dad. So Dante and Leo share Olivia. Sam and Dante also share Christina.
Who's Christina?
Christina is Sam's sister with Alexis
as
a shared mother and Sonny as a shared dad with Dante. Sam also
once had
a relationship with Sonny with boyfriend's dad. And they had a baby, Lila, and Lila was born stillborn.
Lila.
Baby Lila, and she was stillborn.
Okay.
So they have a sister and a brother in common.
So there's no uncle grandpa in there. There might be.
Who knows?
That is complex.
And Sam's other sister, Molly, who shares the same mom with Alexis and Christina, her dad is Sonny's brother,
what?
Rick. So she is also Dante's cousin.
So,
and then Dante's sister, Avery,
is the niece of Sam.
Is Dante's cousin? No, Dante's sister Avery is. So Julian is Ava's brother.
Yeah.
Sonny and Ava had Avery. So Sam's dad's sister, her aunt's child, is also her cousin. There's a lot.
So what you're telling me is a third of Port Charles is related. It sounds like it.
It kind of. But yes, in short, that's your... I was excited to hear what you had to say. So what were your thoughts about it? I loved Sam's sparkly top. You just want to know who the guy in the Hawaiian shirt was?
I didn't remember his name.
Dante.
And then someone else came in and they asked him, I don't know his name. Blue shirt guy came in and someone asked him about...
All right, you're going to have to figure out some of these names.
I know. I didn't catch the name. I didn't write it down. But blue shirt guy came in and Hawaiian Dante said, do you like the new job you have at the Quartermain Estate?
Oh, that's Cody.
Okay, Cody.
Okay. Cody is a new character. We have no idea what his background is, except for the fact that he just got a job.
Well, no. Usually when the show starts out with something like that, it's something of significance. And I'm just like, all right, why are they here? Why are they?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Does Sonny not like his nephew?
Who's his nephew?
Spencer.
I didn't know if you were confusing. So Michael is also Sonny's son
Spencer.
Through adoption. Okay, yes. Now we're on to Spencer.
Spencer.
You're on to a whole different subject
Coin
now.
Spencer or whatever. Oh. Oh, okay.
No, that's fine.
I just wrote down random thoughts.
I know, but I didn't know where to go from there.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll get back to your agenda there.
No. I'm following you. You didn't know names. So I'm like, wait.
Well, no, I knew. I wrote.
Blue shirt. I didn't know if I confused you saying that Cody was somehow his nephew, because that's not true. You moved on entirely to a whole other scene, which is Sonny and Spencer. Okay. Yeah. I thought we were still at the pool.
You know, I forgot how much it jumps around. Because I'm like, you got to pay attention to like four different plot lines in a span of like 3 minutes. Because these people, Hawaiian shirt guy will be talking to his gal, and then 30 seconds later, it's going to someone completely different, talking about something completely different. Mm-hmm. And then it goes over to XYZ, and then these guys are talking about who won the Super Bowl 13 years ago, and then these guys are going, talking about let's knock someone off, and then we're back in the Hawaiian shirt guy. And I was like, I'm ready to pull my hair out.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, at least with the wrestling, it goes one at a time.
Yeah.
Everything's done, and then it goes to the next one.
Okay, so you want to talk about Spencer?
Sure, if you want to. I just want to know why didn't Sonny like him? It seemed to me, I got the impression that Spencer didn't care for Sonny, but Sonny wants to be in Spencer's life.
So Sonny loves Spencer. They used to be BFFs.
So, yeah.
Spencer's girlfriend is Esme.
And Sonny doesn't care for the girlfriend.
Correct.
He's like, because he did say something. What are you doing with her? Don't trust her. Or not those exact words. But she's basically, in hindsight, he came out. She's really shady, he was saying. He didn't say those words, but that's what he was saying.
Well, So this kind of talks about Trina. Trina's trial is because Esme, Spencer, Trina, Joss, and Cam all went up to this cabin for like, they were supposed to do the ski weekend. And Esme got them all drunk or
inebriated.
Well, she put pills in Trina's drink.
So she slipped him a Mickey.
Her, yes.
Yeah.
And only Trina.
Oh.
So Trina got real loopy and tired and everything. And then they did have some hot toddies. So there was some alcohol involved. At some point, Esme got upset and was like, okay, we have to leave. However, she also knew that Joss and Cam were going to have sex for the first time. And so she set up a phone in their room.
So wait a minute. And she recorded. Yeah. Is this where Ponytail Man was going after someone later in a cabin and said that you had the phone that you did the revenge porn with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's where Ponytail Man is.
Yes.
That ex big cop and the guy with the hat, I don't remember the names, went knocking on his door.
Curtis and Marshall.
Curtis and Marshall couldn't find him in his apartment.
Marshall's the one with the hat.
Yeah. Okay. And then they went to somewhere else, and then he disappeared, and then he showed up at
Windermere.
It flower dress girl's house.
Esme,
if you say so.
It's not her house.
And said, you know, that's the same phone you did the revenge porn on.
Yes.
Because I actually had written down here, say, what, revenge porn?
Yes.
Like, where does revenge porn come in?
So.
Okay.
So she took that video, and then. So she actually bought like the same phone case and everything for it, dropped the phone and switched out Trina's phone or just dropped in a different phone. But regardless, Esme had the video of Joss and Cam having sex sent to everyone at their college.
Wow.
So now Joss and Cam obviously know that Trina did not do it.
But why is there a trial then?
Because the college is going against Trina for charges on Title IX.
Because it was sent from her phone.
Because it was sent, like, it was involved in the college campus. And but so the thing
is, that's why there's a trial.
Yes. Well, no, sorry. There's a Title IX report, but then there's also these charges. And so that's basically what. And Trina has an alibi. It's because she saw Spencer in the cemetery, but he was supposed to be in jail. And he got out on a day pass.
Oh.
And no one was supposed to know that, but she saw him there.
But she saw it.
And so, therefore, that's her alibi. That's why when she was telling Joss, I have an alibi. I saw Spencer there, but I don't want to use it because then he'll get in trouble.
And that's what mom lawyer Diane?
Diane Miller.
Diane is
not mom.
And I said mob lawyer.
Yes, mob lawyer Diane.
Diana is going to use as evidence to say she wasn't there. Okay.
Does that answer your question as to why there's a trial?
Yeah. Because half the week, well, there was one, was it Thursdays or Fridays?
Thursday
I don't remember.
Was the day that they talked heavy on
They were in someone's house and mob lawyer was there. Diane.
Yes.
Diane. And literally it's like they were the lawyer and yeah.
So something that was actually really important that that everyone talked about when that scene started was that they talked about Serena, who is Scott's daughter, and she was arrested in the Faroe Islands for protesting like environmental things. Yeah. Like she's a real big animal rights activist. And Joss stepped in and said, I read about that. They have these whale hunts every year where they killed like 1,400 dolphins and stuff like that. So I looked it up because that's what I do. And it's actually an annual thing that goes back. It's an annual tradition that goes back to the Vikings in 800 CE. And Joss's stat of 1,400 was from 2021. It was on CNN.com. And it was talking about these whale hunts. And the significance of Scott is off saving Serena is that we have not seen Serena in a very long time. We hardly talk about her. And we've been talking about her on the show quite frequently lately. So it would be awesome if they can do that, if they can bring her back or in somehow. But I loved that Joss said that Diane defended Sonny and got him off when he was totally guilty every time.
To the mob lawyer.
Yes. Like, that's how good she is that?
Yeah, no, I knew that came up.
Yeah.
And Ava wasn't happy about the mob lord. Diane. Yeah.
She was more upset about the fact that Scott wasn't there to represent Trina.
Oh, okay.
She's also not a real big fan of
Diane. That's just what I got from it.
No, no, no. But she's also gone up against Diane in court. I think that, so Sunny and Ava have that daughter, Avery, and they've gone to court for custody and things like that. And I do believe that Diane did represent him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's been on the receiving end of her in the courtroom.
There was something brought up. Carly? She the one that lost
yes.
the red shirt lady. Nina.
Mm-hmm.
Did something to ruin her family, but they didn't explain it.
She's the one that when Sonny was in Nixon Falls under thinking that he was named Mike.
Did she's the one that keep him thinking he was yes. Mike? Oh, yes. Okay. That's fine. She's that's why who, I was lost half the time.
So with she some went, of these she also went to Nixon stories. Falls. She was escaping. She wanted to start over, whatever. She found Mike, who she knew to really be Sonny. And then she fell in love with Mike and then didn't tell anyone. She did call one time to tell Carly, but Carly started giving her sass. And so Nina decided that she was not going to tell Carly that her husband was alive.
Oh.
By the time they came back.
That's when Sonny had amnesia correct. For like 3 years, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It was only 9 months, but it sure felt like 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I said there was a lot of stuff I was lost on.
That's okay.
That's all.
What else stood out to you?
What?
What else stood out to you?
Well, no. I mean, I know who Ponytail Guy was. I know how he was involved now.
Yes.
Oh, I know what stood out. Who was the, was it an investigator? A guy, a big guy in a gray suit was talking to Carly. Okay. Earlier, I think it was the Monday episode.
That's her financial advisor, Reggie.
He looked like Jeffrey, the butler from Fresh Prince.
No, he didn't.
I thought that's immediately who I thought of. I was just like, he looked like Jeffrey. That's Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. Sorry.
Nope. Not even close.
No, but as I said earlier, it was like the whole week this seemed to really be, really make, what's the word I'm looking for?
An emphasis?
About this trial, that's okay. all. And that's where I would just got lost, but you just basically explained
this
everything.
This was a real bad week for Amanda to go on vacation yeah. because there's a lot of stuff that has like happened and come out. That...
So, hold on. So, Sonny, I noticed Sonny confronted Nina about selling the half of the hotel.
Yes. Because
is that going to turn into something big, you think?
How
like,
do you mean?
Like, is he going to, listen, if you don't do this, something bad's going
to
happen.
Well, so he actually offered to buy Carly's half back or give her the money for it. And
so did
like,
Matthew.
Michael.
Michael wanted to do that.
Drew. Pretty much everyone has offered their help.
And then
at this
sign
point.
It over. But yes. she didn't want to yes. do that.
I like the best one. So Nina offered to give the hotel back to Carly, kind of as an olive branch.
Yeah, I saw that because.
But.
You owe me
then
and all that stuff.
Olivia went to Nina and said, listen, I will buy your half with 3% interest.
She put it up to 5.
Yes.
And then she put it up to 5 yes. and then she just wasn't saying no way.
And then Sonny was like, well, why won't you? If this isn't about basically revenge with Carly,
yeah.
why wouldn't you? So I do think that there could potentially be some friction there over it because now Nina is going to be Olivia's partner. And
or is it just going to be some weird stuff's going to start happening?
Yeah, that's basically the premise of the show.
Well, no, I know that, but, no, I, but mean, I mean, is right. Sonny going to get his
no
people
no.
to do certain things? Like
no,
someone drives away and all of a sudden
he's
they can't.
With Nina.
They oh, see, I must have missed.
Oh yeah,
that
sorry,
somehow.
No, I didn't tell you. He and Carly got divorced.
Well, no, that came up. Yeah,
but
I did
now
see that.
He is with Nina.
But, so, oh, I didn't know that because yeah. I was going to say, is it going to be one of those?
No, she's not going to take care of
she's
her.
She's driving down the car and all no. of a sudden she can't stop. And
I will tell you, though, it does not take
so
an
Sonny
hour.
So Sonny might leave. Sonny might say get lost.
No, no.
Yes. I'm telling you that's
going to
happen.
Okay, you think that this is going to be not the fact that he was married got in the way of him being with Nina?
It's
going to be the hotel.
It's going to be the hotel.
It's going to be the hotel.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened.
Yes.
You know? Just like when Cesar comes back to life. He faked his death.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yep.
It was all put on, even in the morgue. Yeah. Anyway.
You cannot buy an entire company in 1 hour.
Huh?
So Nina came downstairs and was like, I just bought your half of the Metro Court. I just finished signing the papers. I'm good at writing my offers and like my contracts and stuff. It still takes me more than an hour.
Well, that's the magic of television and it's Port Charles. But there was it Cody?
Yes. Well, it depends on what you're asking.
Well, no, hold on. Was it Cody, blue shirt guy? Was it
that him? Was talking to Dante and Sam?
Yeah.
Yes, Cody.
Was it him that was trying to inflate his stock to buy the half of the hotel and then sign it over to?
No, that's Drew. So this is a different. This is a different guy.
Oh, I thought it was that guy. Drew's the one that was helping. I didn't have the name written down.
Drew was the one that was helping Carly move out of her
for the price of lunch.
Yes. Yeah. That's not the same guy that you were talking about.
Okay, I thought that was the same guy.
No, I'm asking you, is that the same person that you were talking about at the beginning?
Okay.
No, because you said something about horses. So that horses is Cody. Drew.
So those were two different guys.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I just missed it. So the guy who was in...
One has a beard.
So, okay, the guy one who... Doesn't. Wait a minute. The guy that was working at Quartermain's, he's the one that had to get up for a drink and a napkin.
Yes.
That's not the... The other guy was the one who I tried to inflate the stock.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just got confused right now.
He's feeling guilty because he met with a business coach. He met with a life coach who was like, you know what you should do? You should merge the company that you own with a company that you have nothing to do with except for the fact that it is in your family, but you don't work for them. He does nothing with ELQ. So that's the thing that when Olivia, who was in the red dress, when Olivia was talking to Drew about how they blindsided Ned, she's like, Ned has spent his entire life basically working for or towards goals with ELQ. You're not even doing anything with it, except for you just came in one day and we're like, hey, we should merge these companies. And by the way, Ned, I'm going to take your job.
Oh.
So, but Valentine's actually CEO of ELQ. But Olivia just suggests that he needs to learn the Quartermain way. And that basically just means that he's just going to get.
Is there even any Quartermains left?
Drew is technically a Quartermain. He's technically Jason's twin.
Oh. I mean, you hear about the Quartermains all the time.
But yes.
You never see them.
Ned. Ned's mom is Tracy.
Okay.
Who is Edward and Lila's daughter.
Edward Quartermain was the old man.
Yes.
All right.
Edward and Lila. So, but Tracy is not on the show anymore, but her son is Ned. Ned's father is Lord Larry Ashton. But he changed his name to be Quartermain. Lord Larry Ashton. That is a whole thing we are not getting into.
Lord Larry.
Yes.
Couldn't have been like Larry. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like a name you have a Lord in front of. Like
he wasn't born that way.
Lord William.
No.
Not Lord Larry. Daryl.
Bob. Lord Bob.
Lord Bob. Hi, I'm Lord Larry. It's just my brother Lord Daryl and my other brother Lord Daryl. How many people in your audience know that?
Probably bit. Quite There's a few. A lot that have been watching the show way longer than we have.
No, wasn't insulting anyone. But
so, anyway, but that's the... And Michael is AJ Quartermain's biological son.
And AJ is a son.
AJ was Alan and Monica's son, but he's died. He's the guy that he was... portrayed by the guy that I went to Barnes & Noble's to talk to that one time.
Oh, yeah.
And then we interviewed him on the show. That's Sean Kanan. If you want to go back to 2019, I think it was November when we talked to Sean Kanan.
You talked to quite a few people.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Spinelli.
Including, I was just going to say.
Spinelli.
Who you have gotten so much credit for being the reason why we got that interview. So.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Well, not everyone, but we have talked about the story many times. Yes.
Well, I tried to surprise you.
It also could have been taken very badly.
It could have been taken, but it was
gone
a gamble.
The wrong
it was 50-50.
Way.
And then guess what happened?
In short, my husband wound up emailing Bradford Anderson.
His people.
It's actually him.
Oh, is it actually him? I thought it was an agent.
No.
Oh, he's actually
emailing with Bradford. And this was in 2019, the year that Amanda and I started the show. And we were going to see Stephen Bradford's show in May. So we started the podcast in...
I got something in my eye. You started in April.
We started in April.
April 1st.
Yes!
Because
do you know why?
It was the first episode of GH aired on April 1st.
Do you know what year?
1963,
but that was really good.
Oh, I was going to say like 58.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, I was close.
Good job.
Yeah. See, I listen.
Aw.
I listen.
I'm like so happy right now.
So continue the story. I didn't mean to cough when you were telling the story.
All right, so when we were going to see them, we had a whole plan of how we were going to approach them. And when we first started, my husband's computer was way better than mine. And that's what we recorded on. And that's also what I edited on. and I'm not a snoopy wife. I just happened to be editing and he left his email open and I saw Bradford Anderson and was like, what? And so I read the email and he was very kindly asking if we could talk to them, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And I just didn't know what to do with that because I told him, I was like, he's going to think like we're crazy. Because we were only a month into the show. We didn't know.
Still.
So then we go to see Stephen Bradford. We are last in line. We give them some gifts. We have shirts that have the podcast. And Bradford says, wait, did one of your husbands email me?
See?
And I was I was like, oh my gosh, that was mine. I'm so sorry. I was like, I was so unsure of what that would go. I was like, I feel bad because I kind of got mad at him. And he's like, no, don't feel bad. Don't be mad at him. It's okay. So, and then Bradford was actually the first person that we talked to.
And then you ended up getting an interview with
him. We did.
Not that night, but you got to talk to him that night. And that's where it started.
So thank you. Officially on air. It also could have gone the other way and they could have been like, okay, who are these girls? Look for their pictures and kindly escort them out the building.
It wasn't just Spinelli. It was
Steve too.
Steve Burton.
Yep.
Yeah. Steve Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, we have talked to quite a few people and it all started because you asked Bradford.
So that gave you Creed right there.
Creed.
Like your Creed. You started with Spinelli and then it's just the snowball effect. It was, Spinelli was on this. They must be really good.
And then the next month is Sean Kanan was in Pittsburgh at Barnes & Noble's promoting his book, Success Factor X. And so I went up to Barnes & Noble. I was like, hi, it's my birthday weekend. And I was literally the only person who went to go see him. I did not tell him it was my birthday weekend. It just happened to be my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And I sat there and talked with him for a half hour. And we just talked about a whole bunch of different things. And then we talked to him in November and then it kind of went from there.
Yeah.
And we've interviewed a good bit of people.
You talked to quite a few people. You talked to, who's the German lady?
Obrecht. Yes.
Yeah. You've talked to her, right? Yeah, you saw her.
She was our most recent one. Yeah.
No, you saw her where? At the GH convention.
At the fantasy event in Pittsburgh
in
April.
And then you ended up having her on the program.
Yep. Yeah. And there's a few other people from there.
That... I can't remember everyone.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't remember everyone I had on my podcast.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
So how would you?
Well, no. I mean, on here, like when you're.
Yes. Okay. Back to Spinelli. You brought up Spinelli.
I totally forget. No, that was the thing. No, Spinelli. That was the big thing.
By the way, he's pointing to a picture that I have on my desk of.
Yeah. No, that was the big thing about guests. And then I went, oh, Spinelli.
No, but you looked at your notes and said, oh, Spinelli.
I didn't have Spinelli written. I noticed Spinelli was on the program. Not a lot this week.
Well, but you're going to appreciate what he's doing.
I saw him bring a cooler in for the fireworks.
So Maxie and Austin. So here's the thing. The guy that was with Maxie.
Did he change characters again?
Uh-huh. That's what I was going to let you know. By the way, he's no longer Franco. Franco died a while ago. He has been Austin now. He is Austin. He is also now technically a Quartermain.
Okay.
Because he's a long lost son.
It's the long lost son.
Yes. So anyway.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
But.
And then someone's, what's her name? I don't remember her name, but there was another gal there.
In the black dress
that was getting mad because she's like, I thought there was going to be other people here.
Yes.
I'm not sitting here and watching you two oogle at each other. Yes. And then Spinelli walks in. Hey guys, what's going on?
So Britt is Maxie's husband, Nathan, died. And Britt is Nathan's sister. So she's, I mean, I would still consider her sister-in-law because, you know, if you died, your sister would still be my sister-in-law. I would think of her like that.
Oh yeah. You're in forever.
Right. So.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
But so what Britt was getting upset about, not upset, and this is where I was confused. So there's this new app. It's a dating app called Society Setups. And no one knows who's the mastermind behind it.
Who made it?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Who's the mastermind behind
it? Oh, yeah.
It's Spinelli.
Oh.
And I called that like the first week that it came out because of his reaction to the way that someone was interacting. But that's why a couple scenes later, we saw her accepting like the match in the app, in her phone.
Oh, yeah.
But the match is Cody. And Cody, for whatever reason, likes her, and we don't know why, because he knows who Faison is.
Heinrich.
No.
Cesar.
Cesar.
Oh. Was.
Yes. But he's aware that she is his daughter, okay. And he finally wore her down to get a date. I liked that he told her he has a lot of stamina.
All right, then.
Okay. And then you're not going to... Okay, so one thing about the whole Trina trial thing and the Spencer thing.
Yeah.
So Spencer actually knows that Esme did it. He's just trying to prove it because he can't prove it yet. So he's been trying to like manipulate her and get it out of her.
Because if he doesn't have the proof, it's just hearsay or it's just, speculation.
Right.
Or...
It's just, well, Trina, the video came from your phone.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell us that it... That yeah. It wasn't you.
Well, wait a minute. All Spencer has to do is, or wait a minute. If Trina says, I saw Spencer here.
Yeah.
He was out on a day pass. And if Spencer plays ball.
It wasn't necessarily and goes, supposed to be a day pass
well,
given, though.
Well, hold on, though.
Okay.
And he goes, yes, I was here. And it's both corroborated. Then you have reasonable doubt right there.
That's exactly what Diane said, was that all they have to do is get reasonable doubt.
Yeah, because so. Once you get that, you get, well, wait a minute, then it's, you know, whether it's in trial, when reasonable, it'll get dropped. It'll get...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And then I was going somewhere with that. Oh, but Spencer likes Trina. So Rory took Trina to go see the fireworks, and then they had some kissing going on. And Spencer walked in and was all upset about it. And that's why he was all upset.
That's where they were sitting on the blanket.
And that's when yeah. Sonny saw him. And he was like, what's going on? You know.
Yeah.
Did Sonny see him right after that?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. But, yeah.
Yeah.
And so so when Austin left Maxie to go take a phone call, we have no idea who he's talking to. And the last time that we saw Austin was literally like a month ago. And the last thing we saw him do was basically go to the edge of the woods and say something along the lines of, what are you doing here? And now suddenly he's magically on this blanket, watching fireworks, taking phone calls.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have in your notes there?
Oh, that Esme is acting all afraid of Sonny, and she's not. And Sonny said to Spencer about how all your friends are telling you this is a bad idea. And Spencer's like, yeah, all your friends are telling you that it's a bad idea for you to be with Nina. Yet look at how well you're listening to them. And I love that Spencer is like 18 years old and is so much taller than Sonny.
Is he actually 18? Or is he like a 28-year-old playing an 18-year-old?
No, he's about that age, yeah. Okay. He's about that age. He might be 19 or 20, but
well,
I mean, that's
okay.
Fine.
He's that age. He's in that age range, yeah.
But I just thought it was funny when he put his shoulder on Sonny, he's like looking down at him.
But Sonny's the one with the power.
Yeah.
I told you, if I ever get a chance to talk to Sonny, I'm going to ask him to say one thing.
Flash drive.
If you don't know, how many years ago was that? That was a number of years ago.
It was a while ago, yeah.
We were sitting in our game room. She's watching GH. I'm doing something else. Within a span of 5 minutes, I think I heard the word flash drive probably like 100 times. And that's why I always said, I was like, if you ever talk to Sonny, tell him your husband wants you just to say flash drive.
Yes. I have not talked to him yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
You will. Maybe I'll have to send another secret email. No, I won't do that. Well, that's all I had. I'm just letting you know.
That's all you had?
Well, no, I had a lot of questions, and then that's...
Oh.
Like, all my questions have been answered.
So
I was more of, like, why is this stuff happening?
Esme suggested to Spencer that they take his monthly allowance and take a trip. That was on Friday.
Yeah.
She was talking about, like, going on a trip and everything. Do you want to know how much Spencer's monthly allowance is?
No, I don't really.
What do you think it is?
More than I'll ever see.
No.
Oh, so it's nothing.
Are you saying that you'll never see anything?
No. Well, Spencer's the nephew of Sonny, which means it has
his
to
His dad
be-
is Nicholas.
Which means it has to be a very large sum.
That has nothing to do with, but it has nothing to do with Sonny.
Oh, well, what's the, no, I was saying if he's in that family, it has to be a very large sum.
He is Sonny's nephew. His mom had him with Nicholas.
Yeah.
But Courtney's dead. Nicholas
Well,
Nicholas Cassadine.
Well, how much
who
is,
owns Windermere.
How much is the allowance?
Or the family is in Windermere.
Monthly allowance.
Allowance. Yeah. You're not going to even take a guess.
No, just tell me.
$10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice little monthly allowance.
We are not upping the kids. I mean, I'm really glad that we never, I mean, we did like, here's $5 a week for doing your chores.
Well, then I was right. That's a very large sum for a month.
Yes. Well, no, you said more than I'll ever see. And I'm like, well, no, you've seen $10,000.
No, I'm thinking just because he's in, Sonny's his uncle and all this, they're going to say like, it's like $100,000 a month or something like that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like something, because it's TV, because it's GH. Oh, well, you're getting your monthly allowance of $100,000.
Mm-hmm. And then Esme talked to Nicholas about keeping their secret. Do you want to know what their secret is?
The baby.
No.
Or is that the wrong people?
That's the wrong people.
Oh. Oh, they told Carly about the baby.
That was Michael and Willow.
Yeah. What's the secret then?
They slept together. He slept with his son's girlfriend.
Wow.
And cheated on his wife, of Ava. Wow. Ava. So now he's actually divorced Ava because in their marriage, they had a prenup in which if either of them cheated, the other would get everything.
Everything.
And so we think that he's trying to do that so that way when they get remarried, it's going to be a blank slate, but that's not how that works. So,
Who was making out with Ava in the hallway?
That was Nicholas.
That was Nick. Okay.
Yeah. She has no idea yet.
Oh. Okay.
And he's just acting like nothing ever happened. And then, because Ava had asked him to make sure that Esme stayed away from the courthouse, and he's like, oh, that's funny. You think I have that much influence over her?
Oh. Mm-mm. Interesting.
And then, okay, so Michael and Willow tell Carly that they were pregnant.
She needed good news.
Yes.
That's what she kept saying.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they were waiting to tell everyone. Carly went, well, why didn't you tell me? Well, we're telling you now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing that I had to say was that I like that Carly is actually taking responsibility for.
Okay. I missed their names again. But there was two people in a hot. There was a gal in a hospital bed.
Sasha.
Why did she have a breakdown?
She and Brando had...
Brando.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Sonny's cousin.
Yeah.
They had a baby in December and he died.
Oh.
And then last week, so she is the face of deception. She is the face of a cosmetics company. And last week she was on the Home and Heart station, which is like QVC. And they did her segment. And then as the segue into the next one, they had her trying on like baby carriers and stuff.
Ooh.
And so she had a complete nervous breakdown. Because
she kept saying, they told me I had a breakdown. I'm going home. But they didn't explain why, though. That's why I wanted to know.
But they did last week.
If you watched last week,
you would be caught up.
Okay.
That's also why we do our Thursday storyline recaps and everything and character background. So people who are new to the show can understand.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But so then she also was taking pills though. And Brando is also a recovering addict. And Gladys is his mom. And she was kind of covering for Sasha and was like, okay, listen, I'm going to help you like through this and everything. And obviously Sasha was still getting it. And then he asked her if she was high when they got married, because she was actually the one who proposed. She was honest about it. And she said, I was when I proposed, but I wasn't when we took our vows.
Oh.
But so now he's all torn about it because, and I don't think it's going to break them up or anything, but I think that it really is going to be listen. I mean, he told her, I want you to go to rehab.
Yeah.
I really hope that she does. But then Brando was talking to, so Dex, the guy that he was talking to on the bench outside the room. And he was like, oh yeah, I served only one tour. And Brando looked real suspicious at what he said, because they were both talking about their military backgrounds.
Yeah.
So that Dex guy is Sonny's new right-hand man, actually working for Michael, because Michael wants to take Sonny down right now.
Ah.
Because Sonny blew up their family.
Yeah.
And so he's mad. And so Michael's going to try to take him down, but not in the mob way.
Yeah.
And then Curtis and Marshall, that's the
ex-cop.
Ex-cop and hat dude.
Jazz hat guy.
Yes. Yeah.
that's just how I remember these people.
Oh.
Okay.
They
went to ponytail guy's place.
Yes. So Curtis, that's Curtis's dad, is Marshall. And we just found out about Marshall being alive. And it turns out that he has schizophrenia and is manageable. And so that's all
Marshall.
Yes. And that's everything that they were talking about. And that's why Portia was asking him. So yeah. Portia is Curtis's girlfriend and Trina's mom. Taggart, who you know, because we talked to him.
Yeah.
Is Trina's dad. However, Curtis and Portia had a relationship, oh, you know, about 19 years ago when she was still married. And Curtis broke it off with her when he found out that she was still married. And there's a real good chance that Trina is his daughter.
Oh.
And not Taggart's. But
the rabbit hole goes deeper.
Yes. But so that's what they were talking about with Portia asking or telling Marshall thank you for sharing about his mental health and all that.
Yeah.
And then Laura got a phone call at the end of Friday that her mom Leslie's house on Lake Cuomo burned down. And
was that the house that's like, wait a minute, Lake Cuomo?
That's in Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
And then she was saying, I got to leave. Can you guys
yes.
be good?
Yes. Yeah. And Kevin is her husband now. Has been her husband for a few years. That's the doctor that she was talking to at the end. Well, you yeah. wouldn't have known that he was a doctor, but
well,
that was the guy in the suit at the yeah. hospital that she was talking to. Yes.
Okay.
And then Spencer gave Rory a hard time about hanging out with Trina and kissing her. You have any other questions?
No. I'm on like overload right now.
Does it make sense?
It makes sense now. No, now that I know why this stuff happened. Because I said earlier, I went into this cold.
Yes.
And there was I'm watching this and I'm going, why
what's going on?
What's going on? Why is there a truck? Why is she losing half her hotel?
Yes.
Or her part of the hotel. Why is this happening? Okay. Why is there a sniper rifle pointing at Valentine and Ava?
It wasn't pointing at, it was Laura.
Laura. I'm sorry.
Wasn't pointing at Valentine. Was just pointing at Laura.
Yeah.
That's why Valentine turned around and was like, he saved her.
Yeah.
So last week, Victor wanted him to drug Laura. Laura's now the mayor, too.
And Valentine sent you a video, too.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh, your people know all about that. Your fans.
Yes. Yeah. The newer ones might not.
He talked about the Beatles.
Yes.
He hung out with
the Beatles. So last year for our 10-year anniversary, my husband got me two cameos. One from James Patrick Stewart and the other from Finola Hughes.
Anna.
Yes.
Anna.
And they're together now. Valentine and Anna.
In real life?
No, on the show.
Oh, on the show. Okay.
Yes.
Anna. Sorry.
Okay.
No, but that makes sense now. A lot of that makes sense now.
Okay.
Since you're the GH encyclopedia.
Not really, but trying to be. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the point where we now do our
reality check.
Where you basically just share something, like something that happened. I don't know. So my reality check for this week, and it's one of those weeks that I just get to check my phone because I forgot to write something down. So when this is released on Monday, we're recording Saturday. When this is released on Monday, we will have taken our daughter to camp for the first time overnight. And I'm not ready for that.
But... Oh, it's her first time. No, you know what? Yeah, it's her first time.
Yep.
Doing it. She's been wanting to do something like that for a while now. Mm-hmm. It's always, when can I go away to camp? When can I go away to camp?
Yeah, but anytime that we've said... It's going like overnight. She's been like, nope. Because we've asked her, well, I guess the past 2 years don't really count because there hasn't really been options. But like 3+ years ago, didn't want anything to do with it.
No.
Yeah.
I
know. I threw my business partner a baby sprinkle this week.
Sprinkle.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I know something. It's outside.
Oh. Yes. I just got done building our... rather large pool deck.
Yes.
And it's finally...
I think that actually might have been part of my reality check last week.
Really, but... was it? Well...
But no, but you're the one who actually built it.
I
so
built
thank
it.
You. And it got approved.
It got approved. The inspector came by the other day.
Yep.
And he looked at everything and he went, you know what? This is really good. And I told him, thank you. I've never built something like this before. And he went, really? He got up, you know, did his inspections on it. It passed. He's like, I'm going to sign off on this up at the borough. But he also gave me a couple of things he wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just as they weren't needed. But he said, you know what? Do this just to, it'll make the lifespan will be greater for
him.
So that's what I did this morning. So, but we're all good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a couple odds and end things here. I think, what was it? The end of the deck that butts up against the pool. I got a box in with some material, but it's just the stuff hasn't been.
Yeah, wasn't anything big.
No, the stuff
overall,
hasn't
it's
been.
Not being condemned.
No, no. He's
it's been approved.
That inspector said this is it's good and solid, yes. Which is good.
Yes.
So, yep.
So that's really it. So, did you enjoy?
It was fun.
Spending an hour talking about General Hospital.
It was
with
fun.
Me.
It was fun. Just when we do the official crossover, like I said, one of my co-hosts, the Englishman Logan, will be here.
Yep.
And he is actually from England, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And then you guys get to come on our program.
Yes, we're going to do a crossover.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for 3 years.
I know.
See if it ever actually happens.
We'll see if it happens. Well, we got a wrestling match for you guys to watch. And then you'll
and
come on.
And we have
on,
some fights for you to watch.
And then you'll come on our show and talk about the wrestling match. And we'll be on your show talking about
General Hospital.
General Hospital. Yes. So that's all I got.
Yep. So join us on Thursday. We are actually doing a fan spotlight. So that's where we have the opportunity to talk to one of you, fellow General Hospital fans, about your background and your love of the show, favorite things like that. So join us on Thursday as we talk with Debbie Lowther. Oh, I didn't tell you what you have to say.
What do I have to say?
So after I say, so join us on Thursday after we, you have to say, so have a good week. And then I say, we'll meet you at the pier. And then we say bye.
So you want me to say, so have a good week?
In 1 second.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier. You say bye.
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 If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.